Quick pedal out on the bonkers multicoloured Moulton and getting some strange looks as ever. But if it's a Friday morning, it must be time for another of my kamikaze podcasts, kamikaze audio boo, as I navigate the Moulton away from the ICA and heading back down south after another successful Tuttle morning. Is there ever such thing as a non-successful Tuttle morning? Oh, I doubt it. I'm having a board of a time during the summer holidays. I've got to get over a zebra here. Quite a nasty van nearby. Right, hold on. Right, zebra crossing, getting over it. Right, off the Mall. Going up to Waterloo Place. I'm going to dip out a bit later. So it was wonderful today. It seems as though I was there for about 10-15 minutes. I was actually there for a couple of hours and had a number of really good chats. One in particular with Tony, a really, really nice guy called Tony, who has given me an awful lot to think about. And we started off really just in the usual Tuttle manner as saying, hey, how are you? Can I buy you a drink? What's going off? What brings you here? And then I started talking a bit about... another zebra. I'm going to cross this one. Getting onto a one-way street. I should really get off now and walk. That's a better idea. So I'm going to walk across here. Thank you. Yeah, we started talking about the work I do in schools and setting up websites and just really trying to engage and encourage use of podcasting and video within schools. And he seemed to be taking it all in and asking some questions, some of which I knew the answer, some of which I didn't. And he gave me a few springboard ideas as to where I could possibly be going with it. And then we started mentioning about the work he does, and he seemed very, very key on organisations and the whole nature of organisations, how they develop and how they grow. Number 15 bus, right up my arse. Fine. And yeah, he was saying that he thought that I had thought it all through. That's what I'm doing, which maybe I did, maybe I didn't. But he said, yeah, the way that you approached what I'm trying to achieve online working in schools, what I think is realistic in terms of using different tools that are out there and what's not going to work. And he thought, yep, that I thought I knew what I was doing. Maybe I do, I don't know. But he said, yes, how we both agreed as to how important it is to have in these very local organisations a sense of local media or a use of local technology that is totally from the bottom up. So there is quite a debate going off within education at the moment about rolling out national networks and national frameworks. It's really the online equivalent to the whole national curriculum argument. And that's just not going to succeed. Each area, each school is very unique, is very different. You need to know and understand the people you're working with and how they operate and what is best and what is unique for a certain situation. So that kind of really local media on the ground and local friendly model just seems to work perfectly, not just for schools, I think also within local government and other organisations. Right, Trafalgar Square update. On the plinth, my, there's a madwoman up there. So I had a really good chat with him, and he wants to take it a stage further possibly and maybe share a few more ideas. So Tuttle, once again on a Friday morning, thank you so much. Heading back to base, bit more work. Chapeau.